You're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR and WNYC. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and with me is our special puzzle guru, the voice of Welcome to Night Vale, Cecil Baldwin. And our next game is called Preppy. And here to play it are Emily Walker and Nicholas Morello. What lunch table did you sit at when you were in high school?
I would say more studious. I went to an all-male Jesuit high school, so okay. we didn't have as many cliques or have to worry about, you know, girls and all that stuff.
Didn't have to worry about girls.
So nope. we were more, a little more focused, a little more studious, and just sat with friends. It wasn't too cliquey.
Yeah. Sounds like Canada.
Yeah.
Emily, how about you?
Oh, I was definitely a theater nerd. Through and through.
Well, you are going to love this next game because it's a musical game, and we are delighted to have back as our guest house musician, Julian Villart. All right, what are we doing?
So we've rewritten the Pharrell Williams song, Happy, to be about people, places, and things associated with the preppy lifestyle. You have to tell me what I'm singing about, and the winner will move on to our final round at the end of the show. And, we've actually got a little bit of audience participation in this song. You know, instead of, because I'm happy, I need you guys to go, because I'm preppy. Can you do it with me? Because I'm preppy. Right, but don't do it yet. I'll let you know when you do it. All right? Okay, here we go. It might seem crazy I got into Yale, but I chose the school on the Ivy Trail. It's in lovely New Jersey, it was all male. Pushing back, orange and black, tigers will prevail.
Nick.
Princeton.
Princeton is exactly correct.
You guys ready? Yeah. Because I'm preppy. Nice. All right, here we go. Because stroke along if you feel like your arms are feeling swell. Stroke along if you're seated properly in the shell. Stroke along if the coxswain orders it with the yell. Stroke along, that's the way to make this here boat propel.
Nick.
Crew.
Crew is correct. Rowing or crew, that is right.
Hey man, nice suit, strike a classic pose. Every guy on Mad Men wore these clothes. They're based in Manhattan, everyone knows. Many presidents went with these pros.
Emily.
Brooks Brothers?
Yes! Oh. Yeah. It's just the coolest Brooks Brothers has ever sounded, so you got confused, right?
Obviously.
Yeah, but you were right.
Because I'm try 'em on if you feel like a leather shoe to wear. Try 'em on, got no laces, slide your feet in with care. Try 'em on, Michael Jackson wore 'em with lots of flair. Try 'em on, add a cent if there ain't no tassels there.
Emily.
Loafers.
Correct! I love a loafer.
Stick it up, I always stick it. Stick it up, my polo shirt neck. Stick it up, I always stick it. Stick it up, I said.
Nick.
Collar?
Yeah. I think we're right, Puzzle Guru?
Yeah.
Pop collar?
Yeah, pop collar.
Pop collar, collar, yeah. Yeah. Going with that. Did you ever do that?
We had a dress code. That was out of dress code, so we couldn't do that.
The Jesuits don't pop the collars.
They do not.
No. No.
Because I'm cook along if you feel like some fresh homemade cuisine. Because I'm craft along if you feel like I'm the domestic queen. A cook along when I went to jail, I was off your screen. Craft along, it's a good thing, so says my magazine.
Emily.
Paula Deen.
Oh.
No. No, it's the, oh, it's the other.
Sorry.
Martha Stewart.
Nick stole that one with Martha Stewart.
Good job. Good job.
The other one that did something bad. All right. Cecil Baldwin, how did our contestants do?
They both did great, but Nick, well done. We're going to see you in the final round.